You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Pfizer released preliminary results from trials for its antiviral COVID-19 pill on Friday, which cut hospitalization and death rates by 89% among high-risk adults. The drug takes an approach to fighting COVID-19 that has also been used to treat HIV and hepatitis C. Independent experts recommended stopping the trial early because results were so strong, and Pfizer said it will apply for emergency use authorization as soon as possible. Another pill from Merck is under review in the U.S. and was approved in the U.K. this past Thursday. Also on Thursday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that children who get vaccinated at school sites or city-run clinics will receive $100, an incentive the city has offered to adults since late July. After kids get their first doses, families will receive emailed instructions for getting a prepaid $100 debit card or another incentive, like free tickets to a sporting event. There will be vaccination clinics at more than 1,000 school sites in the city. Second doses won't be available at school sites, but staffers will help families set up appointments. And Vienna, Austria, has announced that it will vaccinate children as young as 5, starting November 12th, even though the EU has not yet approved shots for younger kids. The plan, which is the first of its kind organized by a government body, is for pediatricians to authorize off-label use of Pfizer and BioNTech's shot for kids ages 5 to 11. Cases are on the rise in Austria, and the city has also said that COVID restrictions will be tightened on November 12th. EU regulators are expected to make an official decision about shots for kids in the coming months.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.